Hello, and thank you for pressing the play button. You now have 5 seconds to get out. Of course, we're just kidding. Welcome inside the Caravan Library of Lore. I'm Vance Nesbitt, and I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you to Seth Breedlove and the Small Town Monsters crew for forwarding Jennifer and myself a copy of the film The Flatwoods Monster. Now, the reason why we did this was to preview the film and then tell you about what we thought of it in a review. So, without further ado, here is our review. Flatwoods Monster. For most of us in this community of cryptid creature anomalies, we are familiar with this odd and terrifying unknown species. Small Town Monsters headed up a project documentary revolving around a witness report that infectiously spread in newspapers around the country in the late 1950s. One of the most unique aspects of this film is the imagery and educational value given to the viewers who may not understand what the alien invasion culture was like during the 1950s. The graphic nature of the title alone reflected what theater houses were showing in that time period. Suspenseful music laid the emotional foundation for the black and white segments recreated to show the intensities of what that culture was engulfed in. The Flatwoods Monster experience is presented with that common testimonials from the remaining eyewitnesses, as well as those who carry the lore or story forward for future generations to absorb for their own. With that said, once again, Small Town Monsters presented this in an unbiased fashion, leaving the viewer to decide for themselves what happened in Braxton County, West Virginia. Unlike some documentaries that sway opinions either pro or con, Small Town Monsters presents you an overview of what was reported and hands you the keys to decide for yourself. The shots taken and edited were beautifully sequenced, leaving me to have my own conversation of how interesting it is to bring the viewer right into the settings and location of the strange event that happened there. The animation used to recreate the witness testimony added the perspective of what they saw, but it's not just a typical CGI addition to play out a dramatic event, but rather a play on quality of animation to boast the possibility of what if. The Small Town Monsters production house took painstaking efforts in that part alone to bring all of us a story of intrigue. Some of the most beautiful visual shots were taken in an aerial view, laying out the landscape and textures to fly the viewer to a place most of us have never been. Some of the most important parts to a story is the visual location. The narrative script is downright perfect. To tell a tale that fuses right into a shot of the witness telling their account added what is an editing masterpiece. Now, I know that may sound a bit over the top. However, the sound and visual editing stands alone as a work of art. The Flatwoods Monster manages to leave this one effect, at least with me and probably with some viewers. At that moment, when your senses are heightened and you're alone in a remote, dark location, and a flying creature with spindly arms and claws leaps out at you from the darkness. Although Flatwoods Monster is one of the shortest films put out by Small Town Monsters, its duration is appropriate by nature.